The next patient is Lorenzo Bertetto. The last name is Beta Echo Roger Tango Echo Tango Tango Oscar. Bertetto. Lorenzo. 84-year-old, white male, following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient has several comorbidities, including hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, and cardiorenal syndrome. Period. Today, we have results that were dated back to March the 30th of 2024, and the serum creatinine is 2.9, and the estimated GFR is 20, which is similar to the prior determinations. The BUN is less than the last time, 48, is less azotemic. The patient continues with a CO2 of 19. We are going to increase the administration of sodium bicarbonate to 2 tablets a day. Following number, the chronic metabolic acidosis is making him short of breath, and he has a diastolic dysfunction. These two components generate dyspnea upon exertion. Sodium bicarbonate to 650 milligrams POBID. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient says that he is not eating much. He has a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.4, which is not bad. The main concern that I have is that the albumin is 3.3. He is not eating as much as he used to eat. The albumin creatinine ratio is 66. Patient has a GFR that is so low that we cannot consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors or the non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitors. We continue the close observation. Following number, anemia that is related to CKD, the hemoglobin. Is 10.3. This patient does not qualify for the administration of erythropoietin. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Cholesterol 128, triglycerides 107, HDL 34, LDL 74. Following number, BPH with nocturia times 2. We know that this patient has a significant diastolic dysfunction and has a valvulopathy. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, and he was given an appointment for 6 months. We continue with the follow-up in this patient. In 3 months.